Blog Talk Radio.
I'm gonna let it shine on this little light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine.
Hello, everyone. Give me 1 second to say hello, and I'm there with you, almost there. Okay. Welcome, everyone. Let's begin our beautiful program with lighting up our pillars. Oh, everybody has a favorite way of doing this, so do it your style, and I'll lead this for people who are new to it. Take a deep breath. Wonderful. All right, so everybody, light up your diamond in your mind, your beautiful diamond in your heart, and your powerful light in your solar plexus, and see the stream connecting all three. And then reach deep down into the core of our beautiful planet and connect with her. Reach up and grab hands with Mother and Father God. Feel their love for us in our hearts. Expand your light all around you, touching everything, everyone. And then reach out and grab hands with all your light worker friends and family in the heavens and around this beautiful planet. We are one. Welcome. I'm going to pass the talking stick to Christine to bring in our beautiful decree.
All favorite song ever, ever, ever is This Little Light of Mine. That's why we've been hearing it week after week. Right. Today's decree is God's Will Prayer, and it's from Prayers to the Seven Sacred Flames, who Aurelia Louise Jones compiled for us. How I love Aurelia. And here we go. God's Will Prayer. In the name of God, I am. I invoke the presence of beloved Master Elmoira, Archangel Michael, and all ascended masters and angels of the blue flame of God's will to guide and protect me daily and hourly. Archangel Michael, come into my life. Help me overcome all density with your sword of blue flame. Cut me loose and set me free from all negativity and errors of the past. I ask for a shaft of blue lightning of divine love to be established over my being, over my home, my family, my work, and in all my affairs. I call the guidance I need to manifest God's will in all aspects of my life, to fulfill my divine purpose here on earth, and make my ascension in the light. I claim for God's will to manifest everywhere on earth, as it is in the realms of light and freedom. I give thanks that my request is answered according to God's holy will. And so be it. Beloved, I am.
So be it.
That's
girl,
what I call it.
I sit at the feet of Christine and say my decrees. Thank you.
I sit right back at your feet, darling Meg.
Oh, you make decrees fun.
Way to clear the deck, huh?
Way to clear the deck. I just saw that beautiful blue light just appear shining right in our pillars. Oh, thank you, Michael. Thank you, Christine. Wonderful. Okay, well, sometimes I read the invitation to our fun bonfire gatherings because it's just so juicy. I want to give word for word. So, Michael, if you'll let me, I'm going to read from your welcome and invitation to everybody today. Okay. So, everyone, we are invited to a sacred flame bonfire, unified redemption, unified, God, that was country, unified redemption focus, day one. Archangel Michael, in his words, Aloha, redemption family, from the company of heaven, it is your brother, Archangel Michael. I heartily thank and embrace you for your faith and constancy. I also bring warm gratitude to our many messengers who devote themselves, sometimes in the face of scrutiny, to remaining noble messengers of the light. Today, I bring you our perspective of what is unfolding, because if you could see things through our eyes, it would be crystal clear to you that each and every one of your loving choices, efforts, contributes to the assured success of our mighty project to restore light upon earth. This victory surges upward with the release of the famous 1-800 numbers and the rally cry. Christine, say that word for me.
Telestai!
Telestai! Okay, good. I have asked our messengers here to assist the Company of Heaven in bringing you another batch of daily shows and or messages, this time entitled Unified Redemption Focus. The last campaign we did through them presented you with 25 live radio shows in 35 days on every kind of inner preparation for the GCR and Gassara. You have done a wonderful job of claiming those transmissions as your own gold. Now, nobody get nervous on me. I am not alluding to some unspoken fact that the release of the RVGCR is mysteriously somewhere down the road. Not at all. We bring this heaven and earth joint effort to assist you in holding the light steady and high, because as your trusted RV intel providers have shown you, the RVGCR Nasara Gassara window is now and remains wide open, answering your request for more support at this late hour. We are with you as you are with us. Galactic Federation members, angels, Agarthans, Ascended Masters, Galactic Council members, representatives from the Earth Kingdoms, and you have all been invited to gather round this mighty fire of sacred flames. Yes, the living consciousness that are the sacred flames, such as the violet fire of transmutation, the sacred white flame of ascension, the green flame of healing, and others, have offered their service to form our sacred bonfire. All galactic and ascended members have RSVP'd their attendance. There will be an opportunity for you to offer something into the fire. I like this part, Michael. Thank you. Perhaps identify in yourself that one area or issue that no matter what you do, face, pray, love, try, it keeps popping up. You are sure you have done your inner work around, underneath, and on this issue. Yet, like an old country song, here it comes again, under the loving gaze and unified focus of our understanding brothers, sisters, and ascended family members, this will be your moment to chuck it in the sacred flames once and for all. This is our way of helping you to see that you are now already free, already free. See you at the bonfire, which is now, your loving brother Michael. Wonderful. And this is not imaginary, folks. This is a real live event. This is happening now. We have the fire, the consciousness of the sacred flame. So this is not imagination. This is a real event with deep transmission. So welcome, everyone. So everybody come on and say howdy.
Hi there, Meg. It's Catherine.
Hey.
Oh, I loved your reading of that. And, ooh, we are here for this bonfire.
Well, hey, Meg. Hey, everybody. I am extra excited, which is wonderful because me, like the rest of my transmuters out there, are pretty much feeling physically like crud. So, to be this excited as well is just this is beautiful. And I'm going to jump around the order, Meg, because
go ahead.
Michael wants you guys to lead into his work, and I have a surprise that's just come up. So if everyone's not reading over at Dinar Chronicles, which has just been one of our brothers, well, it's his mission, and he has done an amazing, exquisite job of holding open this forum for everything in Dinar Land to be posted. And he has done it with such integrity that it's had an impact on all of us. Now, one of the juiciest bits, of course, and one of my big thrills of every day is when there's updates, reports, however they decide to put it, by the ice cream shop boys, also known as Yosef and the gang. They have just, because I've said this before, but they have fulfilled a promise Saint Germain made to me, that we would be informed at the end. He told me this many years ago. And when I see the details and clarity and humor and kindness and specifics that Yosef and Bruce and Tank and the whole gang are providing for us, well, I'm just have a crush on all of them. A divine crush, yes, I do. And it is truly, like for so many of us, a great highlight of my day. So right as we're getting ready for the show, here comes another Yosef Gesara update. Now, Gesara, right? The global version of Nasara, which is the Freedom and Prosperity programs released that do everything from restore the healing and free energy technologies, to abolish illegal taxation, to kick off the debt jubilee, because it's really not our debt after all. It was a lie foisted upon us. I mean, it's just one thing after another. So this is our Gesara update, Monday, November 7th, and it's entitled Benevolence, which is, I love the word benevolence. And if you notice, in the middle of the word benevolence is the word love. How do you like that?
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm not going to read the whole thing. It's so good. It's so juicy. And as usual, Yosef sets us up for an incredible revelation, but also our own spiritual realization. He gives it to us as a group, but in a way that takes us within and always in the shining light of God and the truth of what's happening on earth in this moment. So that's my big shout out to my brother, Yosef, who I so love. And I'm going to cut to the end of it where, you know, he's been rolling. And if you are familiar with his beautiful writings, they keep you on the edge of your seat. And they are so rich in all ways, shattering the myth that there's any difference between any of the areas of life, financial over here, spiritual over there, social over there. No, 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 no. It's one whole thing. And in that wholeness is our redemption and healing. So, here's a bit of what he's saying today from Yosef. maybe there's a benevolent schedule for your old life and your new life to transitioning perfectly. Simultaneously, but slowly. Never to share the same dimensional space again. Maybe there's a benevolent destiny why your consciousness is carefully being elevated day by day, hour by hour, so as to allow the longest possible runway of learning, thus ensuring the most peaceful transition of your personal human experience. Bam Bam is here to agree with Yosef. Little Lady Bam Bam is giving her confirmation of Yosef's divine words. Maybe there's a benevolent grace why absolutely everything you have ever deemed good, bad, or irrelevant is now in flux. For we know the Creator Source Father wastes nothing and creates everything from love. Well, no matter the many possible benevolent reasons, it's wise to now exhale and let all past expectations and resentments go. It's now time to be at peace, for all is well, as the blessing you have waited for, prayed over, sacrificed much to harvest has finally arrived. Enjoy Yeshua's prophecy fulfilled and feast upon heaven's manna. You are free. God is with us. And as you two are about to, thank you, Yosef, and all the teams that work with you, seen and unseen. Now, as we kick off in the next phase, which, what a blessing. Thank you, Yosef. And anyone scratching their head, that is intel. We are in it. We are in the mighty release of the Freedom and Prosperity programs. This is just what it looks like. Now, as you head into a bit of a transmuting report by Catherine and a few words by Meg, and I think Meg's gonna update us on the chemtrails out near her neck of the woods. I have also this, the light encodements from our most recent Gaia portal. Allow these words to dance and open the doorways that they are meant to open at this moment. From Gaia Portal. Softness of inner Gaia inhabitants transmits to the surface. Hue beings respond in the moment. Hue beings collapse the veil. Fraternities are acknowledged. Gaia is freed. With that, I hand the talking stick. That's my howdy for the day, Meg. I hand the talking stick back to you.
Oh. When you said you were going to read the end, I was like, no, read the whole thing. Christine, can you tell people if they want to read the whole fun message, where can they go?
Thanks, Meg. That's a great idea. To dinarchronicles.net. And click on the intel, Dinar Chronicles. And that's our friend who is over in the Philippines who does a round-the-clock watch and keeps the world updated. And that's where I have been going for. Now, really, all I used to, there was 15 sites and many forums, and now I'm just so at peace, and I received that this news, cutting edge. I listened to Bruce's call at thebigcall.net, And those are ways you can really catch up and learn what's going on at the edge of the moment for Gisara, the RV, the global currency reset. And not to worry if this is new news to you, because it's impossible that you're going to miss out. Because what's happening is the unfolding of God's promise to restore light upon earth. It's happening through and for each and every one of us. And the way you find out about the programs, the way you find out about this goodness is perfect. It's the plan you and God and your higher self and your twin flame have for you. So just be excited and know that these are magnificent times. And above all else, there's no need for stress, strain, or worry, because this story ends in glory.
Thank you, Christine. Oh, goodness. Okay, wonderful. Well, I'll give my little quick update, and then, Catherine, I'm going to pass the talking stick to you.
Okay.
So I was, as you know, I live down in Georgia, and I haven't seen chemtrails for a while, and that's because we have amazing help from people turning the light, turning more light and more light with people and their choices, and the collapsing of all things that are not light. And then yesterday, starting in the morning, it was a whole sky full of tic-tac-toe games. I was telling Christine I could have played 30 games of tic-tac-toe through my sky with all the trails that were up there. And I was laughing, and I was reporting. I'm like, Astar, you got this? I'm reporting. We're all safe. We always are safe. We have been assured our safety. So I don't have any energy around feeling not safe when I see this in the sky any longer. I just laugh. And the image I got of this incredible number of the most I've ever seen in my sky was the ending of the fireworks on the 4th of July, where they throw everything in, every chute they have, and it's pow, 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 da, 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 la, 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 la. And it's going 10 minutes of the most amazing colors and sounds and the shebang. And I thought, that's what this is. This is just the shebang ending. And they're throwing everything in their chutes and up we go. And I really loved Michael's use of the word perspective in his letter. And Christine and I were talking about that this morning, that they're talking about and wanting us to feel the change in perspective when we raise our consciousness. Whereas before, a year ago, I would have been, oh, my God, Christine, Catherine, they're in the skies, ah, you know. And now I'm like, okay, Owen, let's play a game. And so it's a whole different feeling. And when we can hold on to the knowledge and the truth that we are always safe, and if they fly over my house, they're in the pillar of light, so they're reporting to Mother and Father God. So when they're over this house, that trail's there, that pilot just got a waft of love. And so I know it's working on our behalf always. So that's my report down here. And today I have gorgeous, beautiful, sunny skies. So that was just a shebang moment. Okay, passing it on to you, Catherine.
Thank you, Meg. I really liked your firework sounds. Oh, my goodness. And I just have to savor the things that Christine brought us, the reading from Yosef. I can't wait to read the rest of it. And the Gaia portal. Well, I want to use something Yosef said first. The idea that we're on a benevolent timeline and it's like the runway. Well, I have to fess up that I needed about 10,000 feet more on my runway than I expected. So that was really nice to hear that it's so deliberate and purposeful, and we're all being cared for so individually and as a group. And Gaia Portal's message, Gaia is free. Oh, my goodness. Well, of course, those of us who are hearing all this good news are just so uplifted and delighted by it. And we know that there's more to come, and that there are others who are not on quite on the same information level that we are. So we've discovered something here about the transmuting. So I'm going to give you my transmuting report. But first I want to describe something about the way Christine is transmuting, too, because she's the we have a cat who has reported through our animal communicator that she is a super scrubber. Well, this is Christine's cat, because Christine, I'm sure, has helped her learn to be a super scrubber, because that's what Christine is in her transmuting. So she's told you, when it gets really these times when we're pushing, and we're really pushing to bring everything through, and as we all know, to bring everything through at once. This isn't just about the RV. This is about the whole world changing. So Christine, as she said, sometimes feels like, what was the word, crud? But as she's working, sometimes I see her, she starts to turn a little green, and she's transmuting some really tough stuff. But she always finds the sweet spot, as she calls it, to keep doing this, and it's not a struggle. She doesn't struggle. She says she gets into the sweet spot. And when she first said that, I thought, I remember in baseball they used to talk about, and if the bat hits the ball in just the right place, you hit a home run. So that's what it looks like to me. When she hits sweet spot, she's in that place where she's completely joining, like we can, to join our will with God's will. That's the sweet spot. And that's when everything seems to just open up and feel easy. So no matter what's going on around you, no matter what's happening to you, it's the choice to live in God's light. And that's what I see Christine doing. She's absorbing and emitting God's light at this, like breathing, the same time she's transmuting these things. So she's in her sweet spot. So I hope that description helps everybody, because it sure helps me to see what she's doing. So it's never about me, and you can hear her. She's laughing and transmuting right now. So it's about choosing your own thoughts and feelings to live as God's light. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about what I've been doing, too, about my experience with transmuting. I'm often not so graceful, but but I'm working on that sweet spot, too. So I've discovered some things that about what we're transmuting that I think is going to really ring a bell with a lot of people here. Because all of us are really preparing for what's coming. So our transmuting is not about so much about things that happened in the past. It's like clearing the pathway for what's coming. So we know about, just as we heard in Yosef's message, we know about the good news. There's so many wonderful things coming for us. But there are a lot of people who just still listen to the news and they don't know about the really good news. So they're kind of stuck in this place where they're told that everything is kind of awful and unpleasant and bad. And yet we have this wonderful news coming and it's going to be a great shock to people. So the good news is going to be a shock. And along with the good news are going to be revelations about how dark the planet really has been and what we've really allowed and submitted to and taken part in and arranged. So that's going to be an awful shock to people. And I'll tell you a little bit about how it affected me, and I think a lot of people are going to relate to this. First of all, we hear, well, there is a cabal, and they've done all these terrible things, and they, you know, there's a matrix, and the matrix was all about programming us and so on. So the first reaction usually is something like, oh, the cabal is really bad. We don't like them, and they should be punished. And then you look a little deeper and start doing the deep diving that we've been doing. And we start to see, well, maybe it's not just them. Part in this too. And I've been programmed too. And that has consequences. So, all right, first of all, I can accept, well, the programming affected the way I think about some things. And then you deep dive a little more and you see, it affected everything. It affected the way I think, and yes, it affected the way I behave. So then, like all of us, we have a heart, we have scruples, we care about how we affect other people, and the first reaction is horror. Oh my God, now I see what I've done. I was programmed, and I ran with it. I did all these things that are, when I look at them, I can't stand it. So then the first tendency then is, oh my God, what have I done? I hate myself. So then self-hatred rears its terrible head. And the other side of that is, oh, I can't stand to look at that I did this. It's what they did to me. Look what they did to me. And then maybe I need to take revenge for what happened to me. And that's what caused my behavior. Well, okay, then you end up in a tailspin, which is why we have more runway. Why I'm very glad that I have more runway, because when I really started... Well, you all know we've been doing this deep diving, and I've talked about it before. So the further I went, the more I went, oh, my God. And I went into a tailspin for a bit. So breathe. You pull yourself out of it. You go, oh, boy, here's where I need to call on Mother. Here's where I need to surrender to God's will. Get back in my sweet spot. Ask Mother to pour her honey love down on me and heal. Because we can't make up for what we've done. We can't change it, of course. But we can ask for healing for ourselves and for anyone we've hurt. So ask Mother to pour her honey love down on you, right down your pillar and into your heart and into all the sore places,
all the places where you had the program running and it jangled your nerves, made you feel all anxious and uptight. Let Mother pour her honey love down on us. So we all give it up to God. And this is the best time, the most vivid example of how you can give it up to God. It was what it was. We had our reasons. We learned a lot. We can climb out of this. We can take each other's hands. We can look to Mother and Father and the company of heaven and say, oh boy, I know a whole lot more about this place than I used to. And I know a whole lot more about myself than I used to. And that's a good thing. So when the good news comes and the money comes pouring as manna from heaven, we're going to have a whole lot more wisdom and experience about how to manage these things. So in the process of learning all this and thinking as deeply as possible about it, what comes to mind are a lot of issues like what we learned in the program to be helpful, to reach out to others and give them a hand, give them a helping hand. But that's not the same as being of service to others. So I started looking about the deepest service is God's value, is God's will. It's not how I can feel good about myself, you know, and how can I do something, give somebody something, do something for another person. And I do it in a way that makes me feel good. I think it's terrific what I've done. I'm so happy. I'm so delighted because I've done this good thing. Well, I'm going to give an example. You're going to be shocked at this example because you might think it sounds like a small thing. But I hope after I describe this to you, you're going to see something really funny and important about this. Let's take the example of making a sandwich. Now, I consider myself a pretty good sandwich maker. And I have some good ideas, and I go, oh, I'm going to make this sandwich for someone, and I'm going to put all the things on it that I like. And I'm going to make it look really nice, so my friend will be happy with the sandwich that I made. And my friend will feel very grateful. Okay, so I make the sandwich, and my preferences happen to be I wouldn't put too much mayonnaise on it. Well, we use veganaise, but not too much veganaise and probably not too much salt. Well, and the lettuce. I like to kind of press down on the lettuce so it fits into the sandwich better. And then I give this beautiful, so-called beautiful sandwich to my friend. And my friend picks up a piece and looks at it and says, do you think I could have a little more veganaise on my sandwich? And do you have any more salt? And, gee, this lettuce is nice, but I see you have more on the counter. Can I have some more lettuce? And I go, oops. I was making that sandwich the way I thought somebody else would like it. That's not the sandwich my friend wanted. And I was kind of stunned, and I talked to Christine about this. And she said, well, I always check with their higher self.
Not helpful.
know, is it true? She does. She checks with their higher self. And,
oh,
well,
my gosh.
Or their higher self knows how they like their sandwich. And I went, oh, my God, I've been missing a lot here. It never occurred to me to check with somebody's higher self about their sandwich. Now, this is not only funny. It really is important because if you can check with somebody's higher self about their sandwich, think about what you can offer in service to that person. If you can read their needs and their wants and their dreams as deeply as you can read what they like on their sandwich, you're going to be able to tailor what you give. So, the RV. Think of tailoring your gift every time you give one. Think how deeply you can address that other person's need, their most secret dreams. Well, their secret dreams are not unknown to their higher self. If you can know what that person's true needs and dreams are, you can tailor what you give to them in the finest way so that it will be the most glorious gift you can possibly give. It will really meet the needs of that person or that town or that country or the whole world, depending. You just have to look out across the landscape and ask everyone's higher self, what would serve best? What would be the greatest gift I could give from my heart to their heart or their hearts? And you can be sure you will hit a home run, the sweet spot, in your heart and in theirs. So that's what we're aiming for. The sweet spot. The RV sweet spot. And the sweet spot in all your relationships and all your interactions with everyone you encounter. So it sounds like a tall order, but as we've just been told, we got a lot more runway than we thought.
Oh, I love that, Catherine. Thank you so much. That was wonderful to hear. So helpful.
Meg, it's Christine. You know, Meg, after we went through the Temple of Light, and we didn't always understand everything we were being asked to say or the stories we were being asked to tell or...
Mm-hmm.
We had a lot of pain over the way we'd handled certain things. And you and me and Catherine vowed to be transparent on the show from then on. I just, I admire Catherine so much because she just has really lived up to that and decided to, that, yes, the company of heaven, we would always follow their direction. That was our other agreement, the three of us. We would always, always follow their direction because we knew it's aligned with God's will. But that we, too, would be even more transparent. Like when we were hurting over something or when we were going through something hard, even if it's another week of saying I'm physically having a rough time or if it's, no matter what the story looks like, and all three of us, we vowed to follow them absolutely, align our will with God's will absolutely, and to be transparent. And I just know, I can feel you, Meg, just like me. I'm just so full of love and tenderness, admiration for Catherine.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And so much... you know, the gift of transparency, which are oneness, and the more faith and trust I have in the past. There's such gifts when people are transparent with me about what they experience. So grateful because there's always something for me.
Yeah.
We think we're going through something that's it's so personal, and of course it is, but we're one. There's a piece of this for all of us. And
yeah.
Whenever any of us and all the listeners who write in, my gosh, thank you. I live for these messages, as Catherine and Christine do too, and your transparency and what you're experiencing is so rich and precious, and I take something from my own growth from each letter, as I know
yes.
Catherine and Christine do too. And the more my practice has completely transformed because of that. And before I thought, oh, people are coming to me for assistance. Well, that's ridiculous, and yes, there's a piece of it, but the transparency that we share with each other is our growth with each other. And we all have this beautiful shared space. And as we chunk into the fire today, I think this is a big one. I'm just going to chunk it in for the whole planet. You know, this whole idea of we have something that somebody will not accept. When we are completely transparent that for some reason we won't be accepted and adored, which is, of course, malarkey and completely understandable because that's been part of the program. And so, Christine, your words touched me deeply, and so I'm just going to chunk in a planetary Hail Mary for us for all of that. So as we hear this information that's going to be coming out through us with our galactic friends and family that will be showing us these things that we participated in and agree to and also are climbing out of, that this beautiful benevolence and grace, people really believe it and trust it because we're all in this together and nobody gets out alone. So thank you, Christine.
Oh, Michael's here. He's showing me that he's already warming his hands on the glow of Catherine's inner. So beautiful,
right.
So sweet, so tender.
Yeah.
On that note.
Okay, on that note, I will do the sweet honor and welcome our beautiful, dear brother Michael. Thank you so much for setting us up for this beautiful day with all our friends and family everywhere. Welcome.
Thank you, Meg. Thank you, Catherine, Christine, and I now say each of your names into your ear. Thank you. Thank you all. We are the family of light. This is it. Look around. Isn't it a precious, exciting time? I am your brother, Michael. And together we prepare. We prepare to release once and for all what has been. And we prepare to embrace the golden days ahead. Now, we gather together on what looks like a large beach, a vast shore. We've all come to join the bonfire of sacred flames. And first, we'll journey to where the bonfire is already prepared for you. So gather together on this beach. We feel the sand between our toes. And although this call is happening at different times of the so-called day and night across this globe, where we gather on the beach together, it's a very soft light. Maybe dusk, maybe dawn, it doesn't matter. The light is very soft and gentle, and the sand feels still warmed by the sun's rays, and the water feels cool as it laps over our toes. And I, Archangel Michael, am your guide for this experience, which, as our Meg has explained, is not simply a meditation,
not only in your imagination. This is real. And if that leads to profound contemplation of what is real, so be it. Meanwhile, back at the shore, as I, with my Archangel Michael tour band across my, around my mighty bicep, so that you can know which one is me, your tour guide, we gather. Everyone is welcome and expected. It doesn't matter one whit if you are on this call, so-called live, or later, so-called later. We gather. And I beckon you to raise your eyes and look. How has this happened? All across the shore, in the water, there are many, 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 many boats. Little wooden boats. Were they always there? How did they get there? A kind of anticipation rises in us all. You know already there's a boat for you. And your benevolent, angelic guide comes and takes you by the hand and leads you to your boat. As you crawl in, you're amazed. The feel of this boat is so delicious. And you know this boat has been made for you. And already your acknowledgement of your angelic guide is so easy, relaxed, and total that you are happy to let your guide get you to where you're going, because you can tell this angel only has your highest good as their guide. So you can see that this angel is linking your highest good to the event that's happening. This is amazing. But your attention is still caught by this strange yet delicious boat, where the outside looks like a little wooden boat, but the inside, where there would normally be a hard little bench and some oars, is instead filled with a soft bed, just right for you. Nobody's boat is too short or too long, too hard or too soft. This isn't the Three Bears, after all. This is angelic. It's just right. So you climb in your boat and you lay back, amazed at how scrumptious, comfortable, wonderful this bed made for you is. Your angelic guide sits straight and present, ready to guide the boat to the island where the sacred flame bonfire has been prepared. Somehow you know all of this already, and you let yourself relax. You let your angelic guide guide you. No need to fight against your angelic guide. You laugh at how many times you must fight against your angelic guides on a daily basis, vowing gently to give that up. Your angelic guide pulls you out into the waters
and you feel your boat gently beginning to cross the gentle, lapping waters of consciousness. You feel the to and fro and rocking of the water as it eases your tensions and fears. And you decide to have a wonderful experience. You are reminded of Meg's voice saying, "This is a real experience." It is. This is a real experience with real beings waiting for you on the island. It's a real event with real results. It cannot go wrong. Notice how delicious you begin to feel as you let go and breathe. Your worries melt away. The lapping continues to soothe away your strain and ease your burdens into nothing. Before you know it, you hear the wonderful sound of your boat scraping on the sand as your angel hauls your boat up into the sand with almost no effort. Angels are amazing. Once there, you feel in complete harmony with your brothers and sisters as you look down the long shore. Indeed and in truth, there are thousands and thousands of you right now, gingerly stepping out of your boat and onto the soft sand, which is glowing in the gentle light. You understand quite easily that you may pick your own path to the bonfire, whatever delights you the most. There are carved paths through the woods. There are over hill and dale for the more athletic feeling moments. There are simple straight paths that seem like you have no distance to go at all. There is a tour of the island. The thing is you will all appear at the bonfire at the same time. So you know you will choose the path that most delights your heart, for it is absolutely appropriate to do so. And so you set out on the path you have chosen, smelling the trees as they clean your energies, rising up over the hill, laughing as you see sweet animals come to greet you along the path you've chosen. And before you know it, true enough, you all pop out at the same time, here and there from the encircling woods into a cleared meadow, where you see a magnificent bonfire already roaring, crackling in front of your eyes with colors you've never quite imagined in a fire. You notice the guests gathered all around, but they don't feel like guests. They feel like family, and they are. Everyone who was invited is now in attendance, joyfully so. Your brothers and sisters all continue out of the woods as you do, knowing to draw nearer to the fire. There are plenty of seats for everyone. And you see such elegant beings beckoning towards, "Come, sit by me, sit by me." You notice how anticipated your presence is. You notice how expected and welcomed you are. it's true. It wouldn't be the same without you. It was impossible for you not to be here. You are this campfire's, this bonfire's dream come true. You notice present are the Agarthans. Oh, your heart warms. Your inner earth, higher dimensional family, who has held the light for so long. You notice there are many races present, and you are, well, you are a bit touched because you notice they did not feel they had to all appear in human form. There are many colors of the many galactic races, some looking like humans, some looking like, well, many other things as they originally look. And you feel touched that they would trust you to remain heart-filled, heart-open, love-filled, to see their diverse presence in their true forms. There are the Ascended Masters, the Angels. Oh, you see our dear friend Gridstone and many other representatives of the many kingdoms on Earth, including the animals. There are representatives from all the councils of light, and you marvel at how, in a high dimension, everyone may so easily be present without crowding. There are Galactic Federation of Light members, Arcturians, oh, a revered and respected guest, our dear Mother Earth. And what? Is that mother and father having a dance there off to the side? It is. What would a sacred flame bonfire be without Mother and Father God? You notice how maybe you thought they were too special and you too lowly to have such a common event together. And you laugh easily as you let that idea go forever. Your attention as you take a seat. Oh, there you go. Some of you sat by Lady Kuan Yin. Oh, some of you are by Arcturian team leader. If you get the moment, you're going to ask him a question about your health. Some of you, oh, yes, of course. Master Hilarion. Saint Germain. Oh, your very own grandmother. Yes, they're all here. A tiny taste of what your ascension may be like. But just a tiny taste. As you sit and nestle between loved ones, feeling amazed, relaxed, excited, your attention is drawn to the fire, which you notice is also made up of beloved guests. Although you wonder who is the guest and who is the host, and it makes you laugh that there are sometimes such distinctions. You see within this brilliant, burning fire, you feel the many consciousness making up one consciousness. And the colors that you know in your soul, yet you can scarcely describe. As much as you see, you feel the blue flame, the flame of the will of God. Courage, faith, divine dependability. You are warmed by it, enlivened by it. You see the brilliant yellow but oh, you almost want a word bigger than yellow. It's so yellow. The flame of illumination and wisdom. Your ability to see and to respond with clarity. You become a marshmallow. No other marshmallows needed at the fire. As you see the pink flame of love crackling and dancing higher and higher. Christed love, cosmic love, the divinity of art, of music, of dance, of color. You don't even try to stop yourself from singing your own heart song. And you realize, as you look and see and feel around you, everyone is singing their own heart song too, gathering in a chorus that is reaching up above the bonfire, gathered by angels and spread all across the earth. As divine songs always are, inspires you deeply to see, dear Master Serapis Bey, gazing as you do, perceiving the crystalline white flame of ascension. It sends a thrill through you to know your shared purpose of ascension, personal and planetary, is truly being realized. Extraordinary crackling comes the green flame of healing. I am ready to be healed, you declare. And as Master Hilarion has promised, your declaration is your healing. And you realize healing is not excluding all of the experiences you have had in the lower dimensions, but rather it is being made whole and centered and balanced, balancing your own self through your choices with your hand in God's. The golden flame of resurrection seems to permeate all of the fire and all of the guests. And you realize it's not only in the so-called lower dimensions of Earth that everyone is resurrecting, ascending. We all are. We all are truly and actually one. I am the light and the life. I am my divine presence. I am that I am. I am the resurrection of earth. I am the resurrection of God's love. These words have such true meaning to your heart, gilding you with peace, service, true brotherhood. You notice the many, many, many other consciousness, the consciousnesses, the presence of so many sacred flames from other galaxies, from other dimensions, all with such beauty and such a contribution, and yet in total harmony with each other. Until, as you've known it was coming, your attention rests on the violet fire. Freedom. Prosperity. Transmutation. Transformation. Your heart calls out to your other Earth human brothers and sisters, whether they be star seeds or star seeds, wink, wink, to the elementals, to the kingdoms of animals. You realize with divine perception, you need each other. The way through is together. And so you reach out and find that they too are reaching out. You hold hands and hearts and paws and rocks, and you make the most beautiful circle you've ever imagined, interwoven with ascended masters, galactic beings. And your attention lifts up, 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 up to where the fire seems to be crackling. And there your attention widens, and it's more ships than you can possibly have conceived of. All filled with divine beings focusing their peace, wishes for love, healing on you. On Earth, you allow yourself to embody these wishes, for you know you are the representative of all this is on the ground. You take it in, and you laugh as you imagine simple tasks, such as getting the 800 number for the release of prosperity. And you see yourself spreading God's wealth to all in an elegant and unfettered way. You see yourself enjoying your brothers and sisters as everyone is restored to dignity. Now, you have a special opportunity that you've been waiting for, that you've been told about. You may offer to this sacred fire that which no longer serves you. Take your moment and go now to the fire's edge. Offer anything, everything, with gratitude, for these were your teachers. First for yourself. Offer into the fire what no longer serves. Let it be transmuted, transformed, healed, resurrected, and restored into the light of God. Then, ask that that very experience, lesson, quality also be offered into the fire on behalf of humanity. Allow it to be transmuted, transformed, resurrected in the light of God for your and for the ascension of all. Let it go. Let it be. Before you leave the fire's warm edge, offer something of your essence into the fire. You don't have to have a name for it. You don't have to identify it singularly as a quality. If you do, wonderful. If it's something you simply feel as the essence of you in God, wonderful. Offer this into the fire to contribute your consciousness into this living sacred fire. Now, as you back away to join the greater circle, taking hands on one side with a human brother and on the other side with a great lady of an ascended master, together with the ships above, and Earth in all directions. Focus. Focus on the release of love
focus on the release of freedom, the freedom that has already been attained. Every heart in truth, focus on ascension, focus on healing, focus on prosperity, focus on the benevolent release of the programs of prosperity and freedom. So be it. It is your leisure to remain at the fire, and when you are ready, to return with your angelic guide to your boat, not to leave this sacred site, but to carry with you, as you, inside of you, back to the shores of humanity, so that you may walk among men and women and children and animals and elementals and kingdoms, and they too may feel the promise of God's love restored. Stay if you like. Return when you're ready, knowing you are ready. You are ready for your redemption. You are ready to become vessels of God's prosperity. It is so. It is done. And I, Archangel Michael, now end this call so you may each linger as you like. We will have another call tomorrow night. We will be with you every day. I am Archangel Michael. In the name of God, fulfilling our shared destiny to return Christ's light, God's love, to the surface of earth. And it is done.
Thank you, Michael. Thank you for your sweet words.
Oh, Lord, we need a little bit of joy.